is that if you know someone in the National Party, you're going to be treated differently by ACC. There's a word for that, it's cronyism, and in the absence of an inquiry, I think that's the impression New Zealanders are going to be left with. Judith Collins actually needs to act now and have that inquiry put in place.
There's concerns that the auditor, given that ACC's launched its own inquiry, that the auditor general will take into account that she won't launch her own. What do you make of that?
Look, there's a range of issues here that I think the auditor general will be interested in. Ministerial conduct, the conduct of the ACC board, and also the other privacy issues which the Privacy Commission is dealing with. This is a much wider inquiry than can be dealt with by either the Privacy Commissioner or by the police, and that's why the Auditor General should be looking at it.
What do you think of the conduct of the board in particular?
Well, I think there's questions to be raised about the board's conduct. What we know at this stage is that a board member was approached by Bronwyn Fuller. What we don't know that all the answers to is what then happened in terms of how ACC management got involved and what was the board member's role. This is the impression that's going to be left with New Zealanders, that if you know someone in the National Party, you'll get different treatment. That's not acceptable in government agencies. But even the suggestion of that merits an inquiry.
Some would say Labor were guilty of cronyism when they were in government.
I'm just dealing with the situation we've got in front of us now, which is a situation where New Zealanders will have the impression that if you know someone in the National Party, you're going to be treated differently by ACC. I think most New Zealanders would regard that as cronyism, and it's not something we would expect in our public sector.
But in Bronwyn Fuller's case, she clearly doesn't accept that she had one. She hasn't got what she wants.
Just because someone doesn't get what they wanted doesn't mean that there aren't issues of cronyism or conflict of interest. If somebody's case goes directly to a senior manager rather than through a normal route, that is the impression that people have been treated differently regardless of the outcome.
But she was clearly a persistent litigant, if you like, constantly on it. Wouldn't it have made sense at some point that a more junior staff member would have handed her on to a senior staff member to deal with her, and she was so constant in her?
The problem is the timing of events here, the role of, and these are the questions we've got to ask about, the role of the board, and also the presence of somebody like Michelle Bogue, who's clearly a senior National Party person as well, with a lot of contacts with ministers. All of these are questions that can't be resolved without a proper independent inquiry.
But doesn't that show the system is robust? If she went to all these great lengths, to change a situation, and it didn't work.
Well, what it indicates to me is that somebody can be treated differently in terms of who they talk to, what happens with their complaint, if they know someone within the National Party. That's called cronyism, regardless of the outcome.
What do you make of the claims that a summary of facts was sent to the Minister's office and then subsequently to two senior ACC executives was leaked to the media?
Well, that's another set of questions that has to be looked at around the ministerial conduct here. We need to find out more about how information about Ms. Puller found its way into the public arena. Her name, for instance, but also details of her case and also the role of Michelle Bogue in that case. That's a whole other set of questions that are unanswered, and Judith Collins has got to answer very clearly what role her or her office had in that information getting into the public arena.
Well, what do you understand?
We don't know. We have no confirmed information about that at the moment, but if you think about it, there are only a small number of possible sources for how that information could have made its way into the public arena. Judith Collins needs to answer very clearly whether her or her office had any role in accessing that information or in how that information made its way into the public
arena. She has assured the Prime Minister that she didn't, but that doesn't leave any other option.
Well, that's the question we then have to ask, is who is it then? And that's what she needs to be able to front up. It's the very reason why we need a proper independent inquiry, because there are so many unanswered questions about cronyism, about the role of National Party officials and supporters, and about how information made its way into the public.
She says it didn't come from her office. Do you accept that?
Well, we need to get into a detailed examination of exactly how that information got out. We'll be asking those questions in Parliament today. And Ms. Collins then, if it's not from her office, needs to help explain to us how it did get out from an agency that she's responsible for.
Do you think the board chair should be offering some explanation?
I think the whole role of the board in this situation needs further investigation. We have a situation where the board chair has told us that he believes that Mr. McCluskey's contact should have gone through him and then into the corporation. It seems there's some question about that as to whether there was direct contact between board members and staff members. So we do need more information about that, yes. Again, all of these things leave an impression with New Zealanders that if you know someone in the National Party, you're going to be treated differently by ACC. We have to have an inquiry to clear that up.
What do you make of Jerry Brown?
Well, I think Murray McCulley is under a lot of pressure, and if John Key's looking for a replacement for Murray McCulley, it better not be Jerry Brownlee. Jerry should just apologise. It's an embarrassment for New Zealand. finished, television's got hold of it now. I think this is a situation where Jerry just needs to realise that he said something silly and embarrassing and he should just apologise.
He's apologised if he offended anyone.
Look, I think we need a full apology here. We've got a situation where Jerry was trying to make some smart political remarks. Finland's a country that New Zealand has a good relationship with. There's no need for this to be causing the damage it is, and he should just apologise.
He says he was just having a laugh in the house.
Well, I mean, he needs to be pretty careful about that, doesn't he? I mean, these are relationships that New Zealand develops over a number of years. He needs to get out there and on the front foot and apologise. He's clearly no diplomat, but even Jerry should be able to see now that he needs to do that.
He's right, though, in that it's far from a perfect country, and we...
Yeah, and nobody's ever denied that, but what we were trying to say is that when you look at what's happened in Finland, it's a country that took hold of its own economic problems and said, we're going to come up with ways of solving these. We're going to actually have an economic plan. That's what's absent at the moment from the National Party. That's the point David Shearer was making. Jerry Brownlee has then waded into it, boots and all, and caused a diplomatic incident. He should just apologise and we can get on with having a good relationship with Finland.
And the Finns are now having a go at us as well. Do you think that's fair?
Well, look, I mean, I've seen some satirical stuff on television. I imagine that would be the obvious reaction from Finland. Jerry could put this to an end by just making an apology and getting on with it.
Have you ever been to Finland?
No, I haven't. But here, it's very nice.
Some quite personal attacks in that television clip that you were talking about.
Yeah, look, I think they've responded because they feel that they've been slighted. I think the way of ending this would be for Jerry to apologise.
Jerry Brownlee says, at least they're talking about us.
Yeah, well, it's probably not the talk that we want.
Is this the worst moment in Finnish New Zealand history?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not an expert on Finnish New Zealand history, but it's certainly not a proud moment anyway.
Just the Auckland port suspects back in court today. What's your take on what's happening there?
Well, clearly the action by the port company in locking out the workers in the wake of what looked like positive progress has not helped the situation. It'll be interesting to see what the courts say today. But when you've got a situation where there was the possibility of getting back to good faith negotiations, that's obviously what everybody wants, and the actions of the port in locking out the workers was clearly totally unhelpful.
And just on another topic, do you have any comment on Annette King's disclosure around Operation 8?
Not particularly. I mean, Annette said what she said on Sunday as the person who was around at the time. I feel, you know, she's got a lot of information that she felt was important that was in the public arena.
So you essentially distance yourself from what happened under Labor?
Oh, no, I think she was just clearly explaining the situation. Obviously, in New Zealand, we don't operate a police state. The police make their decisions around the kinds of operations they undertake independently. There was a briefing undertaken, which Annette described, and I think she felt it was timely to say what had happened at that time.
Would you support an inquiry?
I'm not sure that I think there's any particular need for anything more than what's already been done. The Independent Police Complaints Authority have done their inquiry, as I understand it. I think everyone will be interested to see the outcome of that.